herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
American Freedom Network, and our special guest this morning is Joel Scout. Joel, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Stan, I'm here.
Well, it's so good to have you back here in the United States and doing regular programs with us. And we certainly are living in exciting times. I'm sure you've been watching the explosive rise in the price of precious metals here within the last few days, something I haven't seen a parallel since back in 1979. Something big is afoot. What's your take on what's going on?
Well, there is something big afoot, and it's called inflation. And the price of silver and gold is simply reflecting the fact that the United States has been inflating significantly. Both we find out now in their normal credit markets, but also in direct printing of currency. In this week's brief, which will come out today, in the World Affairs brief, I report an article from Free Market News saying that on three separate sources in the U.S. Treasury have told him this week that the Federal Reserve ordered $2 trillion to be printed. And, you know, this is a massive amount of currency to be printed.
Well, Chris, you mean, there's really in currency in circulation, the actual currency in circulation right now is only a couple, you know, about $700 billion. If they really printed $2 trillion in, you know, of currency, that would be reflected with massive, inflation in the country.
Well, it depends on where that currency is spent into circulation. Obviously, there's a lot more currency. In fact, the U.S. government doesn't really even know how much currency is still out there in the rest of the world. There's much more currency out there in the rest of the world than there is even in the United States. So there's a big unknown about how much is really out there. They have estimates. But, a lot of it's been made about the fact that M3 is being suppressed now by the Federal Reserve. And that's because there's an awful lot of inflation. Let's look at what happened just before they stopped reporting M3. Robert McHugh, a financial analyst, reported this week that M3 has been launched into outer space, up another $56 billion last week. This was the week before it went off the reporting requirement, up $92 billion over the past 2 weeks. He says this is the real horsepower. Over 6 weeks, the meaningless figure, meaning he's referring to the Fed, says it's meaningless. That's why they're not going to report it anymore, is up $177 billion. Now, that, to give your listeners an understanding of what that means, that's in terms of inflation, that's approximately 28% per year at that particular rate. So that's a significant increase in rate. Now, relative to printing the currency, I obviously cannot confirm that, and I will say the Free Market News does somewhat tend to hype certain things, so I'm not saying this is absolutely true, because I haven't been able to independently confirm this. But if that money is going overseas, for example, we know that the U.S. does tend to give the Russians every week, and still is doing it, according to report, several suitcases full of cash each week. And this is for payoffs of something or other, but there's a lot of this currency that's printed that goes overseas.
Well, certainly we're doing everything we can to help the Russians and the Chinese communists build up their military. You know, of course, Russia is doing pretty well now with their own gold, with their own oil and natural gas. I think the second or third largest exporter of oil in the world. But I'm sure we're still continuing to subsidize them, as we always have, creating the best enemy money could buy.
That's right. Here in the United States, Dan, of course, we're facing more and more immigration protests. And as I've said many times before, these things are anything but spontaneous. You know, we've had hundreds of thousands of people marching around the country in various cities, and California now has become a hotbed of protests. The students skip out of school. What I note here is that what's interesting is that there don't seem to be any consequences for these students leaving classes.
Because the teachers are encouraging this sort of thing.
Yes, that's right. And even administrators aren't giving any consequences for bad grades or suspensions from school, as they should, for blatantly skipping classes for these types of things.
Joel, the $64,000 question is, who's coordinating this? Because anybody who believes that this is just sort of happening spontaneously, oh my goodness, people tell people we're going to have a little march and we get 500,000 people out in downtown Los Angeles, but don't ever suggest that there is an organizing force behind this, like maybe the communists or the Ford Foundation or people within our own hierarchy.
Well, I do cover this as the lead article in this week's World Affairs Brief, as I said, which will come out today. The size of these coordinations and the protests and the coordinations on dates, that how do they happen all at the same time, indicates that there is planning and provocation. I believe it is by the same people who are pushing Bush inside our own government to create another amnesty law. And especially, you know, Stan, the lack of response to an unscheduled and non-permitted parade by local police in every one of these cities, it has to be engineered. Orders have to be given to police not to enforce the law.
Sure.
I mean, otherwise you arrest people who are out there who are without a permit to have an orderly demonstration, which you have to have in almost every city now. I mean, look what happens when you have, and the kind of control that is exercised when people want to protest World Economic Forum or for one of President Bush's speech, they're rounded up and put in certain areas and controlled. I mean, believe me, police are used to and have the power to do a great deal of control, and they're not doing anything.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skiles. We'll be talking about, I guess, the immigration problem.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In the self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Is Joel Skousen of the World Affairs Brief. We're talking about illegal immigration. Joel was mentioning that there has to be an organized effort to keep the police from doing what they ordinarily would do, certainly with unauthorized or even with authorized marches. But I would simply point out that there would be no immigration problem if the government, if the federal government, was enforcing the federal laws. Now, certainly we went after Martha Stewart. My goodness, this wicked woman had sold some stock. She might have even gotten a tip ahead of time the stock was going to go down. But the federal government steadfastly refuses to enforce the immigration laws that makes it a crime for any employer to employ an illegal alien. Now, those laws have been in place since 1986. They have selectively not enforced those because the real ruling power in Washington, D.C., wants the illegal immigration. They want to merge the United States with Mexico. They want a multilingual society. They want a multicultural society. They want to destroy the United States because their dedication is not to America and our sovereignty, but to the globalist dream, the New World Order, the New World Religion. And so go ahead, Joel. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, that's a very excellent generalized commentary on that, Dr. Stan. I do believe that even though multiculturalism is given a positive spin within the education system, everyone is programmed to think positive about multiculturalism, but the real fact is that whenever you have multicultural societies in a socialist environment, such as Bosnia, Kosovo, or many other countries in the world, look at England now and even Europe,
right,
you have
right.
Everyone competing to try to get their fair share, so suppose their fair share of the protected class or the wealth of the protected class, and that is a recipe for conflict.
Right.
And so we don't believe in raw democracy of everyone dividing up welfare benefits by the power of the vote, but that's what's happening in the United States as courts have consistently denied the application of law and demanded that states give welfare benefits and public schooling to illegal aliens, as well as free medical care. And all of this is having a very deleterious effect economically upon this country, as well as the breeding ground for violence and conflict among various ethnic groups. And this is showing up now in these protests. These are real professionals running these protests. I mean, they claim that, and even the news is promoting that, they put out all day long the websites of where these coordinators are calling for the protests so that all the students can go to those websites and find out where to meet. If they didn't get publicity to these kinds of things, these protests would not be as easy to coordinate for these people.
But they can't let the American people realize that this is being coordinated. And of course, a lot of this is being financed and always has been by the Ford Foundation.
That's correct. They do finance a lot of these radical organizations in the name of diversity. But I'm looking in this week's World Affairs Brief at something at the federal level, which gave me an indication clear back in December that something was up that was very strange. In other words, I try to look when I analyze the news about anomalies that occur. And something happened in December that really brought this to my attention. For years, congressmen like Tom Tancredo of Colorado, who had been trying to get the Republican Congress to really enact a fence along the border with Mexico, some real stiff prosecution of the law so that these borders aren't quite so open. And he could never get to first base. And suddenly in December, about the 21st of December, the Republicans of Congress came up and passed a very tough immigration bill, which they have been resisting. And the Bush administration has been threatening to veto for years. And that's where it makes it a felony for illegal immigrants to be in the U.S. It increases the penalties on employers for hiring them. And it establishes another series of fencing, a $2.2 billion, 700-mile fence along a third of Americans' border. And so I thought to myself, what's going on here? Why did the Republicans suddenly get religion? And why, more importantly, did the Bush administration not twist arms to stop this from passing? And they certainly could have done that. There was also something else about the bill, and that is, why only a partial fence? Why only 700 miles? That only, you know, there's only 80 miles of fencing, and much of it is dilapidated now in Texas around San Diego California around San Diego, Tijuana border, and around Texas. But essentially, a fence, no matter how good it does, if it's not complete, simply diverts people around to the areas that aren't fenced. Now, while I was happy to see, you know, a fenced wall being proposed, a third of a wall is simply an inconvenience. It's not a barrier. But it did tell me that the proponents of this bill weren't really serious about stopping the hordes of people coming across the border. They were up to something else, especially because of the fact that too many of the normal Republicans who were blocking Tancredo voted for this bill.
So obviously, they really want this sort of thing we're seeing today. Don't you think that making it a felony was a specific effort to inflame the illegal aliens who are living here today?
Yes, that's my point, Dr. Stan, is that I believe this bill was passed by certain people who had contact with the administration, who were induced by the administration to pass this as if it were against what the administration wanted, but it really was a provocation to be able, so that the horrors of this new law would incite the illegal aliens or provide the fodder for these professional provocateurs who run these pro-illegal immigration defense sites to get people out there in the streets.
And that's exactly what Congressman Tom Tancredo said yesterday. I think he was on CNN. He said this was all a scam to provoke this. They never intended it to become the law of this land. They were using it, to fail.
That's right. In turn, of course, these protests, along with the hand-wringing of commentaries from pundits warning about violence if we don't help the illegal aliens, now being used to provide a pressure wave against Congress to justify passing the real bill that the administration wants, which is Arlen Specter's new amnesty bill, masquerading as a jobs bill. It's amnesty. And Tom Tancredo has also been very clear on this week with Stephanopoulos. He went head-to-head with Specter. He says it's not deportation and it's amnesty. And what it does is send a horrible message. Specter tried to jump on the Homeland Security bandwagon by saying this would help our security problems. Quote, he said, "We have a national security problem. We need to know who these illegal are and where they are." And he claims that his having them register under this bill will help us to know where they are. Well, you know, that's really, no one's really thought that out well if they believe that. If any real terrorist would submit to this registration and background checks, I'd be very, very surprised.
It's just like insisting that everybody who is a criminal turn in their weapons. If you'll just turn in your weapons, then we won't have a problem. If you're a criminal, turn in your weapons. How many criminals are going to do that? How many illegals are really going to, you know, how many terrorists are going to let us know where they are?
Exactly true. I'll end this topic by saying that Tancredo responded that this is simply bad policy. Any bill granting jobs and citizenship to illegals is a slap in the face to every single person who has followed the law and done it the right way.
Sure.
And I say amen to that.
But you know, the trouble is, most Americans cannot understand what's going on. In fact, the media, when they talk about this, they talk about immigrant rallies, not illegal immigrant, not lawbreaker, not those people who are, you know, have been here for a long time illegally in violation of our laws. On the other hand, I feel sorry for the Mexicans. Many of them have been forced to come to this country because there were no jobs in Mexico because of our NAFTA policies, which actually drove down the price of corn. We send our subsidized corn into Mexico. The poor dirt farmer, who is poor to begin with, suddenly becomes poor. He can come to America. He can get a job and make a lot of money because the employer is allowed to violate our laws. And this is all planned. They know exactly what they're doing in Washington, D.C. They just don't want the average American to know that our leaders have no loyalty to America. This is part of a plan for undermining the very fabric and structure of our society. And the average individual, you're never going to hear this mentioned, you know, on CBS and NBC.
That's right. I would say, however, that the lack of jobs for the poor in Mexico is more a reflection of socialist policy and corruption within the process for starting entrepreneurial endeavors in Mexico than it is to NAFTA. NAFTA has impacted it in a larger way. In fact, there were many maquiladores who got jobs because of NAFTA. Those jobs left the United States and went to Mexico. So there were many benefits for many years, but the general level of small business entrepreneurship in Mexico is severely impacted by the amount of socialist laws on the book, as well as the corruption involved in having to buy your way into starting a job within any Mexican city. So it's a complex formula.
Sure it is. And certainly NAFTA just made a bad system even worse.
That's right. Moving on to Iraq now, Dr. Stan, there was a Jay Price of the UK Observer put out an article this week stating that about 6,000 non-Iraqi security contractors operating in Iraq, and these contractors are virtually without accountability in terms of the number of civilian deaths that they wreak havoc upon this country.
Now, are these independent militias? Are these, basically mercenaries or hired killers?
Well, I think what's happening is that the United States is big on hiring mercenaries because this is the alternative way of getting people trained to enforce extra-legal endeavors the government might be involved in. It's very obvious that the reason they want these contractors to do things that they aren't accountable before the law. For example, of the 61 civilian deaths accountable to mercenaries, no one was ever prosecuted. In just 7 cases, the Iraqis, and this is the only ones that they were able to report, most of what happens with civilian contractors there shooting up civilians don't get reported at all. Who's to report it? If they're not going to report it, and the civilians don't know who did it, it's very, very difficult to track this down. But of those that were investigated, only in 7 cases out of the 61 were, in fact, the civilian contractors under some form of attack, either by a gun being in the car or explosives. All of the rest were in fact shootings just because, you know, they didn't know and they were going to shoot them up just in case. And then no accountability for that, no investigations, because there were no prosecutions, obviously, there's no accountability. I think the problem is that in most cases, there's kind of an unwritten contract of immunity between these insider corporations who get these contracts. As I pointed out before, if you or I went down to the ATF and said, I want a license to have automatic weapons so that I can go bid for contracts in Iraq, they would just laugh at you. You've got to have insider access in order to get the ATF to issue you licenses to have grenades and automatic weapons and rockets and rocket-propelled grenades and other things that these contractors use. You can't even buy, you know, normal police armored vests without some of these.
The major part of the violence we're seeing over there came after somebody with a great deal of expertise in explosives went in and blew up this famous Shia mosque over there. And, of course, you know, the question is, who did it? Would it be the Shias blowing up their own mosque? Would it be the Sunnis blowing up the Shia mosque, to provoke a civil war? And why would the Shias want to blow up a holy place, you know, to Allah? Or would it be somebody who perhaps wanted to increase the temple of violence over there? Who are these mercenaries? Who are they answerable to? Is there another agenda going on over there? This is the question that's been plaguing me.
Well, I did cover that in the World Affairs Brief, that this was clearly an inside job. People from the Interior Ministry had their guards, and these are from witness statements around the Golden Dome Mosque in Samarra, that witnesses stated that they were security guards from the Iraqi ministry that cordoned the place off. They had to have at least 4 to 5 hours access to the mosque to place those explosives. They had dug huge holes around each one of the pillars in order to pack the explosives in. And this is not something done by hit-and-run attack.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network. America is in trouble today.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
Time to clear out the old and make way for the new. Your new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, formerly Hamlin Sales in Fort Collins, is having a huge gun sale on over 50 new and used rifles, shotguns, and pistols that have been marked down at or below cost. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply at 3507 East Mulberry in Fort Collins. That's 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Highway 14. Phone 970-221-5133. That's your new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 970-221-5133.
I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Hi, this is Mike McNulty. When was the last time you had a great Chinese food dining experience? Well, I can guarantee you, you will have one if you go to the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant at 3623 23rd Avenue in Evans. That's the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant, owned by Mr. Jeff Ho, a very gracious host, the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant.
Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And before we go on, Joel, could we get your telephone number, your website out? People could know how to get your weekly World Affairs Brief, which I always look forward to reading, and then, of course, the daily commentary.
The only way presently to get the brief is to go online to see it. And if you don't have a computer, go to your local library to look for worldaffairsbrief.com. It's spelled as one word, worldaffairsbrief.com. And on there you'll see on the front page an excerpt from the current brief. There is a modest subscription fee to get my weekly analysis each week. It's how I do make my living. But they're also posted on the front page there, all of the rolling news stories that come off that my researchers throw out without analysis generally, but the news stories pointing you in the direction of the things that I will probably be analyzing at the end of each week. So go to worldaffairsbrief.com for your daily dose of what's coming up in the world.
Very good. Okay, well, you pick up the story before we went to the break. We were talking, you know, about the destruction of this very, very sacred Shia mosque in Iraq. And obviously, whoever did this, they were not simply a rabble, you know, people involved in a, you know, in a civil war. These were trained explosive experts, and, you know, how did they get in? Were they actually wearing official uniforms or government uniforms? What's the background again?
Well, the Interior Ministry is in charge of security at the at this mosque in Samarra, and they reduced the guards from the normal 36 down to 5 that day, and then they brought in you know, the attackers who were able to overpower the guards very, very easily. They noticed, witnesses noticed that security guards or security people from the Interior Ministry were watching on the outside while these attackers were inside setting the explosives, and they were there for many hours that day. At least four. It takes at least that much if they had a team of 12 going in there working on each one of the pillars. So this was a provoked incident, obviously very professionally done. This was not just a ragtag group of insurgents. This was provoked specifically to target the Shiites so that you would get a reaction against the Sunnis, and that's exactly what's happening.
But who benefits from a civil war in Iraq?
Well, the ones who really benefit are the American occupiers, because they have an excuse, of course, to stay. Right now, Ambassador to Iraq is now doing some behind the scenes attempts to get Jafari from being ousted as the premier. As you know, despite the elections, they've yet to form a government, and that's because there's a the Shiites have been able to put forth by a majority of one vote or in excess of majority of one vote, Prime Minister or Premier Jafari, and he's not exactly acceptable to the Americans.
In other words, it really doesn't matter what the Iraqis want. We're putting our puppets in.
Well, that's right. They want a government like Ahmed Karzai in Afghanistan. They want to be able to have a completely controllable puppet government, and they haven't apparently got that yet in Jafari. And so our American ambassador is making the rounds now, attempting to get the Shiites to you know, change positions on that, and I'll be covering that in next week's brief, because I think we're going to see a resolution of this.
But Joel, you know, the entire Arab world realizes we're not interested in democracy. We talk about democracy, we're putting in puppet governments.
Well, that's right, and it's even worse what's coming up in Iran right now. You know, the U.S. pretends to be engaging in talks with Iran about the security situation in Iraq, but my analysis is that this is simply a front to be able to show the world that, yes, we've tried to talk to Iran, and Iran isn't complying. It is a little bit disconcerting to see that you know, the radical administration in Iran is doing everything they can do to exacerbate their own situation, and almost it's like saying, you know, look at us, we're radicals, we want to destroy the world, come and destroy us. I can't imagine any government you know, playing the international press as poorly as has Iran under the present administration there. I did run across a very savvy commentary by a writer for the Hindu newspaper called The Hindu. After a discussion about U.S. plans to go through the motions of international pressure and sanctions against Iran, he predicted that they would attack Iran with a Kosovo-style attack, air attacks only, and I think he's absolutely right. He said, if Iran were ever to commit to this folly, and that is continuing to antagonize the United States, U.S. regime change will move swiftly into high gear, And when force is used, he says, it will likely be a Yugoslav-style prolonged air war aimed at targeting civilian and industrial infrastructures rather than the Iraqi-style invasion. And I think he's absolutely right. The U.S. doesn't have the manpower for another idiotic invasion and occupation of a country the size of Iran. But they can bomb the hell out of anyone they want to, which serves their long-range purposes of antagonizing the world even more. As in Iraq, the decision has already been made, I believe, and it's just a matter of going through the motions internationally to pretend that we are attempting to resolve this diplomatically when there's no such intent.
And I think it's, you're so correct. A lot of this is aimed at antagonizing the entire Islamic world and much of the rest of the world against the United States, you know, to bring about the clash of civilizations that Samuel Huntington wrote about. Everything he warned against, we're doing. Everything he advocated, we're not doing. How could you be so stupid unintentionally?
Well, of course, that's been the major argument between those that are critics of the administration, those that do not believe that there is a concerted attempt in conspiracy to undermine American independence, American sovereignty, and national sovereignty worldwide, and replace it with a world government, have to continually put forth the idea that this is just stupidity. I mean, these people are way, way too smart to be charged with repeated stupidity time and time again. It's not stupidity. There's method to their madness. And let me point out, as I did in this week's World Affairs Brief, something that the press is entirely missing about the trial, about Moussaoui, you know, all this publicity about the death penalty for Moussaoui, and nobody's asking the question, what about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? Now, here's the great hypocrisy here. Moussaoui is a bit player in the 9/11 conspiracy, all too predictable, by the way, in his admissions and his confessions, which I'll cover in a minute. But the U.S. has in their possession the supposed mastermind of 9/11.
And we've never brought him back for trial. And the question is, why not?
That's right. You see, surely Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is worthy of the death sentence. He's the mastermind of 9/11. He's given much more damaging testimony. Of course, it all comes from CIA leaks. We've never been able to see if he's actually in custody. We've never been able to have him brought before the cameras. We've never, nothing. Why? My analysis is that Mohammed, formerly of the Pakistani ISI, is a CIA operative, and he's being protected by them, whereas Moussaoui is an Oswald-type patsy.
We'll be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen, right here at the American People's Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. It is the duty of all Americans to research and investigate the truth behind 9/11. Critical Analysis 9/11, the only indisputable facts, is presenting a multimedia experience featuring speakers author Don Paul and Professor Morgan Reynolds, former chief economist for the Labor Department under the Bush administration, on 9/11. Critical Analysis 9/11, the only indisputable facts concerning the collapse of WCT 1 and 2 and the suspicious collapse of WTC 7. Planes did not strike WTC 7, yet it miraculously fell straight down at almost freefall speeds into a pile of rubble at approximately 5:20 that afternoon. The indisputable facts shed a glaring light onto the inconsistencies, omissions, and misrepresentations of the 9/11 Commission report. Critical Analysis 9/11, only the indisputable facts. Join us Friday, March 31st at the beautiful Tycho Loretta Heights Theater, Denver. Doors open 6 p.m. Get your tickets today. For information, call 720-560-0692 or visit www.911analysis.com. That's 720-560-0692.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call CalBend toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalBendPureSoap.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and we're certainly talking about what is happening. So pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, we're talking about the death penalty trial for Moosawi and asking the major question, why isn't the so-called mastermind of 9/11, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who supposedly is in U.S. custody, being prosecuted? He's never been brought to trial.
And
this
that
is just extremely
that's
strange.
That's the real question. Here's the man who supposedly planned the first World Trade Center bombing and the second World Trade Center bombing, and we have him, but we won't bring him back here for trial. And if anybody should be executed, he should be unless, like the head of the IRA, who was torturing and killing people in Ireland, you know, who were supposedly British infiltrators. It turned out he himself was a British agent. Could such things really happen today? Well, that happened in Ireland. Could it happen here?
Well, it's very obvious to me that Moosawi is an Oswald-type patsy. He was involved in the operation, but he is outed when the FBI was called about his failed attempt to fly, trying to get simulator time in a jumbo jet. It's interesting that his testimony during his interrogation are not selective leaks, as they've come out from the supposed leaks from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, but these are full-blown excerpts from disinformation. And I've read the latest documentation, and these things are all too well written. It's almost as if the CIA wrote these things for them. In fact, it's very much in adverse with the impression that Moosawi gives when you see him ranting and raving before the camera. He's a loose cannon. He has signs of someone who's been drugged, who's under some kind of mind control. His irrational behavior in court is very much at variance with the carefully analyzed confessions that he's supposed to have been given to our authorities.
Joel, I personally talked to the woman who runs the Airman Flight School in Norman, Oklahoma, where Moosawi went to try to learn how to fly. You know, they make their living teaching people how to fly.
That's right.
They had to give him his money back. They said he couldn't even fly a single wing plane. And yet, somehow, we're supposed to believe, he was going to be able to hijack a 747 and crash it into the White House. You'd have to be very skilled to do something like that. This is not something, if you can't fly a single wing plane, there's no way you're going to fly a 747, and yet we're supposed to believe that. You know, he was part of this plot, and why would he admit that? You know, you're absolutely right. It's Timothy McVeigh all over again.
Yes, his mother was interviewed by Yahoo News. They said she believes her son must have been drugged. When she saw him in court, she said, "That's not Zachary, and she should know." So there's something very wrong with what's going on here. These agent provocateurs use patsies as throwaways, so to speak, to cover for the real people. It's like the United States coming out with a list of 19 hijackers, which is bogus as can be. There's no way that any real hijackers would use their real names and give or leave behind manuals and vans and other telltale signs. These are indications of agent provocateurs who want to leave a trail, which is basically disinformation, covered for the real.
Throw their passports out of the windows of the airplanes before they crash so that the CIA or the FBI could find those passports.
Of course, you can't throw anything out of an airplane, and as you know, that means that those passports were planted.
Surely.
In any case, moving on to Afghanistan, it's interesting that a lot of Christians are applauding the fact that Afghanistan has supposedly backed down from prosecuting Abdur Rahman, who was being threatened with death for having converted from Islam to Christianity. And, of course, the Bush administration is taking credit for having intervened to get them to be more reasonable. But what's really... this had nothing to do with protecting Christians from Muslim persecution. This was a move by the United States to save face for the Karzai regime, to save face for the movement to intervene in Afghanistan. I mean, obviously, the United States citizens are going to be less than pleased if we spent blood and money to supposedly liberate Afghanistan and now find that it's persecuting Christians and killing them for conversion. But that's exactly what happens when you have these governments go back under Sharia law. And under Sharia law, it's a capital offense to renounce Islam in favor of Christianity. And as Congressman Ron Paul said this week, our bombs and guns haven't changed the fact that the new puppet regime in Afghanistan still follows Sharia law. It's the same loyalty Sharia that exists under the Shiite administration in Iraq that we're trying so hard to stabilize. And all this is done, of course, in the name of spreading democracy. But that's what happens in raw democracy. You have to accept whatever the people vote for, even if it's undemocratic. They can vote one time to have tyranny, and then you have no more democracy. Is that democracy? But we don't believe in that kind of democracy. We believe in constitutionally restricted democracy that protects fundamental rights of people, and fundamental rights would include the ability to choose what religion you want to, and that's not the kind of government that the United States is propping up in either one of these places.
But you know, the incredible thing is, Joel, that prior to September 11th, the United States was the major source of humanitarian aid and financing for the Taliban. And so we were financing the government that was giving sanctuary to the wicked Osama bin Laden, who had been behind the first World Trade Center bombing and all the other bombings and killing of Americans over a period of at least 8 or 9 years. And we're financing the Taliban, and then suddenly, after September 11th, the Taliban is our enemy, and then we go in and kill them. There's something wrong with this picture.
Well, you know, the aid was specifically designated for anti-drug eradication problems, but what's interesting is that the U.S. was really interested in that. They would be doing that in spades right now when they control the Afghan administration, and they aren't. Drug production has increased so that it's in excess of what it was before we invaded Afghanistan. And who do we have to blame for that? Our own U.S. administration, which shows that that wasn't their real... What you're saying is absolutely correct. I mean, technically it was given for anti-drug programs, but we know because that isn't the real reason why it was given, because the U.S. has no intention of eradicating the drug problem, because they could do it now, and they're not doing it.
Right.
Elsewhere in the news, let's see, what else have we got that's interesting?
Well, we're just about out of time. Anyway, we'll look forward to having you back with us again next week. God bless you. Thanks so much. It's good to have you back in the States.
My pleasure as always.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And we'll be back in a minute to wrap up this morning's program, the American Freedom Network.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPane.
I hope you enjoyed our interview with Joel Skousen. I certainly always do. Now, certainly I want to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you are in a position to help us, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our monthly newsletter. Plus, you know, our four best CDs or tapes of the month from the 5 hours of talk radio we do every day. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We have a great new four-tape set. It's entitled Financial Armageddon. We recommend it to you. You need to begin making your preparations now because we are on the edge of financial catastrophe as represented by what's happened to gold and silver during the last couple of days. We have a great little pamphlet. It's called The History of Money. It's only $3.95. And then, of course, we have a CD, The Coming Financial Crisis. We'll have some new material within a couple of weeks. But right now, these are the things you need to know to begin making your preparations for the very difficult financial times that lie ahead. And if you aren't prepared for what's going to happen, I fear that 95% of the American people are going to be impoverished by what lies ahead. And then, of course, we want to mention that one of the best tools you have to let people understand the spiritual forces behind our financial system, our political action, what's happening to our culture, is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available at $12.95 for the book, but you can get it, or you can get the video or a DVD of the talk. But it's the information you need to understand about the secret organizations that are really all based upon Luciferianism working in our society. Most of the people in them don't understand the spiritual implications, but believe me, the leaders of these organizations do. And that's why so many of their organizations have as their logo in one form or another 666. They understand the significance, and they laugh at how foolish we are. Well, certainly one of the best tools you can have is my book, and if you'd like to get a case of the books, they're available for $149.95. That's 64 books, and we can make the offer because we're going to do a massive printing, and we can help defray the cost of the printing by selling the books at a very, very low price. And so if you'd like to get a case of the books, I think probably by the end of next week or the first of the following week, well, we'll have to close the offer because we'll have everything covered. But if you'd like to get a case of a Brotherhood of Darkness, which will help us, but it'll also give you an excellent tool for reaching other people. Why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We're about three-quarters of the way to our goal, so it's not going to be too much longer. We'll have the offer open. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for a case of Brotherhood of Darkness. Give them away. You can sell them for whatever you can get for them. Do whatever you want to, but get the books out. As we reach people throughout the country, throughout the world with the book, they begin to understand what's going on, and they begin to educate others. Because we were involved in a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. Go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. If you haven't seen my new talk that contains an interview I did back in 1980 with Ambassador Smith, who was in Cuba, who was there when we turned Cuba over to the communists. We knew exactly what we were doing, and just as we're financing Russia and China today, why we financed Fidel Castro then, and we continue financing him. In fact, David Rockefeller's daughter is a good friend of Fidel Castro. Read David's memoirs, you'll find that out. Pray for America, pray for revival, please pray for Radio Liberty. Till Sunday, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the church.